Blog Talk Radio.
We back. Lunchroom Radio. I'm the kid, Scooter Boy.
It's your boy, Eddie K.
And this is the Lunchroom. Shout out our sponsors, Splat Academy and EGN Radio, for successfully pushing us, propelling us to the place that we are at today. It's Wednesday, May 16th.
May 16th.
Living, smiling, happy, feeling good. You know how we start the show. How was your week before the show, Eddie?
Week was pretty good. Nothing too much. I ain't do really too much. I was just planning on. I have a show today with last week.
Oh, we that's had, today, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
King Soda, Tia Jones, Kush King, Chuck Blaze.
Yeah, we had King Soda here last week. Before
yep.
tune in to that episode. It was dope, man.
I'm performing with
Shout out to homie Chuck Blaze too. Yeah, he turned up.
We have performing with King Blaze, who was on the show. He's on the song of mine, and we're gonna be performing it there, and so is a guest we have today, Tycoon, the CEO. He's on a song, the feature. I'm premiering it today, first on EGM Radio before I actually released it. It's called Fool, featuring Tycoon, the CEO, and King Blee.
Yes, sir. We got a lot of dope topics coming up. But as far as my week, I was just, trying to plot out my next few videos, and I'm getting ready to release my project, Reboot.
Okay.
I released the album cover yesterday on social media. Got a pretty good response from that, and I'm just getting ready to release my first single from that. But on the flip side, I'm about to drop a song off my other EP called Wants Blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's called entitled Vibes. It's featuring my boy Derek Branch. I talked about that last time on the show.
Yep.
But that video will be coming out, and the single will be coming out worldwide May 18th. So in a couple of days from now, tune in with the boy Scooter Boy. Derek Branch, Vibes, we're going crazy, man. Produced by the homie Nine Trey.
Okay,
Nine Trey, he's been doing it for a while, so shout out to Nine Trey for producing that track. We got some hot music on the way. But yeah, man, let's get into the show, man. We got Tycoon, the CEO, coming through.
Yeah, he's been grinding on the north side for a while, coming to tell us what he got going on new and what artists he's dealing with. We got DeMarco Cavill's owner, chef at Mama's Kitchen.
Mama's Kitchen.
St. Paul's St. Shoe Step.
Yeah.
And we also have Tia Jones.
Tia Jones. She's making some noise over here, man.
Yes, female spitter.
I feel like they're making, females are really making noise in Minneapolis finally again, and I'm appreciating that, man.
Yes.
Videos are dope, too. So, yeah, man, I'm excited about the interviews we got coming up, man. We got some juicy topics, man. We're going to get into that, but we're going to get into a song right quick.
We're going to get into this Lambo.
Lambo by who?
By Rello Jackson.
Lambo, Rello Jackson, Lunch Radio. Let's get it.
All about a dollar, no plans. I ain't even got no friends. Don't make me get it poppin' in the land. I just want to pull up in a Lambo. All about a dollar, no plans. I ain't even got no friends, no. Don't make me get it poppin' in the land. Cause I just wanna pull up in the Lambo. No missing a step. Hop out and watch me hop on a chair. Soon die, no breaking a sweat. Real man, the shot is breaking the neck. Oh, one comma triple O, comma triple O. Then pull up in the Lambo.
Dollar bill, dollar bill, trying to make a hefty meal out of nothing. Whole lot of hoes on the line, I ain't lying, talking a whole lot of nothing. No weed, no lean, why being a new fiend is a good thing. New men, queens, being degraded. What happened to the hoop dreams? No guns around, we getting gunned down. My city hurt, my city turned. What happened to the gentlemen? Young niggas out here militant, I ain't rapping, nigga, I'm getting off. Cops killing and they getting off. Young niggas dying, they getting off. A cycle got us all getting lost, nigga, hold up. Hold up, watch when I roll up. I'm on foot and I'm giving back. Hustle know how to get it back. I ain't giving away no giveaways. You ain't trying to work, you gotta give it back. I've been down, been in the back. Time to make a killing with my killers, that nigga. Hold up. To my young niggas at work, put down that work. I got a plan that work. It's time to convert. Got a shout out to the dirt. So put a tie on that shirt. Cause we gon' get a Lambo.
No missing a step. up in a Lambo. Hey, cause I just wanna pull up in a Lambo.
I apologize if I offend somebody, but I ain't mad about anybody. Back then I would've called a body. If I couldn't do it, I would've sent somebody. I found myself in the wrong mind. Trump lying, they going blind. Black folks, we gold mines. Keep that fuck shit off my phone line. I don't care what they talking about. I'm trying to meet the village they talk about. We ain't finished till we ball out. Means I gotta go all out. Let's politic while I'm out. Let's count chips when I'm out. Ain't no leaving the soul out. Except if you sold the soul out. Goes that way, yeah. Both around me, yeah. Hop inside the jet. You see brothers all around me. Think I ain't fucking with you. Then you know you got it wrong. Cause you wouldn't even be here. I don't need no attitude. All I need is your gratitude and your longitude and your latitude. I need checkmate, I need better moves. You ain't with the movement, then you better move. I ain't mad at you, just doing what we gotta do to get a Lambo. No missing a step. Hop out, watch me hop on the jet. Soon die, no breaking the sweat. Real man, no shawty breaking the neck. Oh, one comma triple O, comma triple O. They pull up in a Lambo. Hey, cause I just wanna pull up in a Lambo.
Now what up?
Yeah, that was Rello Jackson, Lambo, Lunch.
Man, how you feel about that song, man?
That was pretty dope, man. Rello's always been one of my favorites.
Yeah, I feel like Rello should drop more music, man. But he's been switching ventures and doing a lot of things, man. So shout out to you, Rello Jackson.
Still doing it big with the donut thing.
Yeah, big donuts. We'll have him coming up on the show pretty soon, man. But yeah, shout out Rello Jackson, man. Shout out whatever you got going on over there, bro. Keep pushing. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
We're going to get into the topics of the day. We're going to start with the sports, man.
Don't worry about that.
We already know that LBJ is in a tight situation. Did you catch the Cavaliers game last night?
Yeah, man. He started off good then.
Man, he was going crazy first quarter.
Yeah.
First half, he went nuts. But it's crazy. You got to think about this, bro. He's dropping consistently 35, 40-point games. Yeah. No matter what. Best win or lose, bro. How do you feel about the series that James Harden is in right now with Steph Curry and all them cats? How you feel about that series, man?
I mean,
we're talking about the Warriors and the Houston Rockets. If y'all basketball,
I would like to see LeBron get a ring
again. Like you saying
over Curry, for the simple fact is. Give it to somebody that go hard in the paint. That go soft in the paint.
That's kind of you can't say that though, bro. You gotta understand Steph Curry's legacy and what he went through to get to where he's at, bro. He literally put Under Armour on his back. He made Under Armour a competitor with Nike. He made Under Armour a competitor with Adidas.
True.
Under Armour is the Jordan of our century. Steph Curry is the Jordan of our century. If you want to be technical, LeBron has the number, the following, quote unquote, the legacy. But Steph Curry has the righteousness just as well, bro. So when you talk about LeBron James, you got to talk about Steph Curry. There's no way around it, bro.
Yeah.
And KD's right there too. But KD ain't got the rings yet.
He ain't got no ring yet. No, he got a ring.
I said he ain't got them rings. He got a ring. You feel me? So what you think about who's taking the championship this year? Who's taking the title this year? Who out of the four teams, who you ride with? We got the Celtics. The Warriors.
The honest truth, I'd rather see the Celtics take the whole thing.
Why?
I want to see somebody different.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
If anything, I feel like
LeBron, I'm so tired of seeing Golden
State. I can agree with that. Them somebody new winning it. If anything, I don't want James Harden and Chris Paul to win it because Chris Paul is a legendary point guard. I don't care what you say about this man. Every team that he played for, he played exactly the same. And Paul is cold. Chris Paul's cold, bro. At one point, every point guard was emulating Chris Paul's game.
Yeah.
They was. They was, bro. So you who you going with?
I'm gonna go with Celtics because the rookies been killing.
I feel like if out of all four teams, the Celtics have shown the most hunger.
Yeah.
Since the whole playoffs.
Yeah. Since the beginning of the season.
Since the whole playoffs. Since I really see that spark since the playoffs, but you know what I mean? Yeah, Celtics they really got a hunger, man. They really got a hunger for it. And I feel like the Warriors, they're such a great team, not even a good team. They're such a great team that their wins are kind of okay, we knew that was going to happen. Their wins are almost expected. Ooh. Warriors.
Yeah.
Their wins are almost expected. So it's okay, we already know that they're a stat team. We already know that Steph Curry is going to come and put points up. We know what KD is going to do. So it's like one or two players, you already know what's going to happen. If they have a good game, you know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Now, when a whole team has a good game, it's a wrap. It's done. But LeBron getting blown out by 25 in the first game.
Man. And the thing is, yesterday, when I'm like, I ain't watching the game, my little brother is, and I'm like.
You can hear it, though.
Yeah. And I'm like, LeBron going crazy in the first quarter. Crazy. Already in my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, so it's over. That game's over. At the end of the game, they're like, yeah, Celtics won. I said, what?
Yeah. But the commentators were saying, they don't appreciate when LeBron says game one is a fill-out game. And you come back and you lose game two. Is game two a fill-out game? And then there's people that have these conspiracy theories. They're automatically saying, Cavaliers in seven. LeBron's going to win in seven. We already know that this is scripted, quote unquote.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what people say. And I would ask you that. What's your theory on that? Do you think that LeBron losing these games creates more hype and more tension behind his wins? Because if he just goes out and wins these games, would it just be like, fuck LeBron. LeBron, we already knew he was going to win it. So does that fuel your LeBron push at all when he's not winning these games in your face, but in your mind, you're like, we know what's going to happen.
The thing is, I think he just needs good teammates like he has.
What do you mean good teammates? Look at the team he has, bro. So you said these are not star caliber players, bro? Kevin Love.
He's been fucking up lately.
Thompson.
Love been fucking out wild.
Bro, but these are star caliber players you're talking about, bro.
They are, but they ain't been doing nothing this season.
But that doesn't fault. You can't just say it faults a team. You have to look at it player individually. You can't just fault one team. Because if that's the case, you could be like, LeBron sucks. But yeah, he doesn't, though.
But if you give him the ball, he's going through. He's going to deliver every time.
Okay,
you get the ball to Tristan, man. I don't know.
Okay, but like I said, LeBron has been averaging 35, 40 plus games, win or lose. So there's a point where other players do have to step up, but they haven't shown up. They have the caliber on their roster, but it's up to that player to step up. That's where it's at right now.
True.
I feel like Kevin Love, he's playing as hard as he can, bro. I feel like Kevin Love is almost done, bro.
He might be done.
Feel me? He's playing as hard as he can. J.R. Smith, he's playing foolish. He's playing out of emotion. He's not playing his game. That's what I saw last night. I saw a lot of emotion from J.R. Smith. It wasn't like he was, playing his game. He was really reacting off reactions. You feel what I'm saying? And when players start doing that, let people get under their skin. They start losing their focus.
Yep.
They start losing that zeroed in on that game. They start to go left. And LeBron's an emotional player. Sometimes he does let the technicality of the game switches how he goes on offense or how he plays his defense. And I saw that switch in the second half. He was attacking the basket, but he was doing a lot of follow-away shots. You can't do follow-away. LeBron, you gotta take it to him. This is the playoffs. There's no time to do follow-away shots, man. Call and let us know what y'all feeling about the topics right now. Playoffs. 657-383-1105. It's the lunch room. We here, man. What you gonna get into, Eddie?
We're going to get into the DH playoffs by King Soda.
Let's get it, Lunch Radio.
We're going to be at Honey tonight. Y'all ain't doing nothing to pop out.
Come through, Honey Lounge.
King Soda.
Yeah.
Trey Hood.
Yeah.
Feel Dry.
Yeah.
Team 2.
Bomb.
This is what we do.
Bomb.
Ballin' on these niggas every day like it's the playoffs. On these niggas every day like it's the playoffs.
Like it's the ball.
Gotta go get that money.
Go.
Ay, I'ma go get that money.
Gotta go
get that money. I'ma go get that money.
bitch born pretty, then score crazy on them like Ludacris. Splash on them like concrete. The best to do it like King James. They hang hard, but it's nothing. Watch you triple up like Westbrook. Can't divide the game, but I'm not a crook. In the kitchen cooking like Hardy. And it's fuck 12, no time, Brady. Seven on me like Kaepernick. Get the popping off, then I drop the shit. Got the stick with me, I'm a hockey player. I'm a hockey player. Got the stick with me, I'm a hockey player. I'm a hockey player. Back to the band, though. Trapping all night, gotta get my money right. Gotta get my money right. Turn 28 to 32 with it. I'm a fool with it. Like voila, voila, abracadabra. Gotta watch your back for these backstabbers. I'm a fucking hazard, that's a cold chapter. Hey, falling on these niggas every day like it's the playoffs. Falling on these niggas every day like it's the playoffs.
King James, man. Before we switch topics, we're going to recap one more time. LeBron James is down 2-0. Houston is down 2-0. Is it going to be Warriors Celtics, or is LeBron going to figure this shit out?
Man. I'm thinking Warriors Celtics down, true. Can't count on Houston yet.
Areas like Minnesota, we ain't gonna never get to see playoffs like that. But it was a fun run, so I'm gonna just go with. I want to see Houston. I want to see Houston in there.
Yeah, Houston is doing it.
I want to see Houston in there, man.
If Houston don't get to the like finals, I'm gonna be kind of like low key disappointed.
I mean,
like they
gotta beat the Warriors, bro. They have to beat the Warriors. That's not an easy task.
I mean, they've been making it seem so easy the whole season.
Okay, but seasons don't matter when it's playoffs.
Oh, tell me more about, we have this another topic. Tell me more about it because I was seeing it all down my timeline. This is right after you told me about it, too.
Okay.
And I first heard it from you.
Yeah.
The T.I. incident. What happened with T.I.?
Okay. So T.I., he got arrested at the T.I. got arrested at his house, pretty much outside of the gate of the community that he lives in. So he was, the story was, he was coming home at around 4 a.m., him and one of his buddies, you know what I'm saying? He forgot his keys inside of his house, right? So the security guard at the gate stopped him. He's like, yo, can you let me in? I live here. He tells him, do you have a key? I can't let you in. So, you know, T.I., he's a hothead.
Yeah.
All those big words and philosophical thoughts he got,
probably
he's still a nigga.
Yeah, he probably went out the window.
You feel me? They say he was under the influence, and he got a simple assault charge. He went to jail. He got a mugshot out there. He's kind of like smiling in it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell he wasn't in bad spirits, but, you know, anything you can't do to prevent yourself to go to jail, please prevent it, man, you know? That dude knew who T.I. was. That dude knew T.I. lived there.
If I was a security guard, in my mind, drunk or not, I'm looking at my mind like, he may be drunk, but I'm pretty 90% sure T.I. lives here.
Yeah, no,
and I'm 90% sure, even while he's drunk, he's not going to run a risk his career, his kids, everything, to break into a community, a gated community when he's a millionaire. You know what I'm saying?
You got to understand, on the flip side, was the security guard doing his job or not?
Nope. In a way, yeah, but in a way, no. Because you're supposed to help out the people that live there. For one,
true.
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to go, okay, if this
I understand what you're saying. You said
he could approve, T.I. could approve he lived there.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. You're basically saying, look, T.I. basically lives in the gated community. He's paying for this security guard to service him.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, you have to understand, bro, at the same time, there's protocols to every single job. And if that dude wouldn't have let T.I. in that gated community, sure enough, he would have been fired. Sure enough. You don't believe that?
Wait.
I'm not saying what he did was justifiable.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, look at the both sides.
He might have been. There's three things.
Yeah.
He might have been fired.
Yeah.
Two, never know. Nothing might have not actually happened. You know what I'm saying? He might have been, you know, the next day, oh, my bad, man. You was at the game. I'm sorry, man. I was drunk.
But another thing is, you got to remember, T.I. could have de-escalated the situation with having some composure. He acted on his drunkenness.
Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie, I would have just said too. Like, especially, like, the guy live here, man. You see who I am. You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta, like I said, bro, that protocol to these jobs that people have to service people that in any community, like the police officers, bro. It's the same situation, bro. You really can't just say, oh, this dude's dumb. Okay, but what if he would have just opened the door and let T.I. in and it comes to find out, oh, T.I. didn't have his keys with him, or he didn't have his key card, but the security guard still let him in. Okay, we got to fire this guy. He doesn't follow protocol.
That is true.
How y'all feel about that? Call and let us know about that. Was he doing his job, or was he just being an asshole and hard ass on T.I., man? T.I.'s free, don't worry, y'all. He's out.
He probably hit him with the, oh, you want me to let you in? Give me an autograph, and I'll let you in. I ain't giving you no autograph, but nigga, you ain't getting in.
Call and let us know what y'all think about the topic. 657-383. We're going to get into another track. We're going to get into Eddie.
On my side. Oh, my. On this side.
Oh, my.
Travis Scott, Quavo.
Let's get it. Lunch Radio.
Oh, tell you a little story about this side.
This side.
You really can't make it on this side.
This side.
A lot of lone stars on this side.
This side.
I feel a lot home on this side. Fall till we fall on this side. Lit late night on this side. You never come around past midnight. You miss everything on this side. This side. Yeah, I made a lot of money on this side. Lost a lot of money on this side. Had my first kiss on this side. Learned a lot of shit about this side. Lately I've been thinking about this side. Trying to get back on this side. Trying to get back what's been mine. Gotta get back on this side. Really miss the feeling of the late night.
Late night.
Used to do around midnight. Hanging on the corner, had shit tight. Doing all the drugs, had to get right.
Get right.
Up on the back, it'd be nice.
Night.
Even shoot the one, wouldn't think twice.
Just
to evolve with the street life. All the way to live on this side. This side.
Hey, rich nigga from the north side. Pay my dues on this side. Whipping the bricks on this side. I made it out the hood, I'm on the other side. All my niggas on this side. Keep it 100 on this side. Love to get money on this side. No new niggas on this side. Look at my diamonds, don't get blind.
Don't get blind.
Oh my. On this side, that was Travis Scott featuring Quavo. Oh my, on this side, Lunch Radio. We back, man. And we're talking about King James, playoffs, T.I. in this crazy incident going to jail. But yeah, he's out though. Don't worry, he's out on bail. But how did y'all feel about that? Did y'all feel the security guard was doing his job, or did he just overstep his boundaries? King Soda tapped in on the live and said the security guard was doing his job, but the way it was handled could have been avoided. I totally agree with King Soda on that, and that's just real. And we're going to get into the full review before we get our other guests here. We got Simply Organic White Cheddar.
Never
Doritos.
Had them.
Never had these before, y'all. So if y'all had the Simply Organic White Cheddar Doritos tortilla chips, those that are listening, these are organic chips. It says pure deliciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to try it out. Only 150 calories. Y'all know how we do reviews. We take one, we pass it, then we smack it.
Let me see. Organic.
All right. One. Okay. Smack it.
My man.
I mean,
I don't know, man. I really don't know. I don't like those.
I mean,
I don't like them.
Okay, what makes you not like it?
The taste.
You gotta be more explained.
Okay.
You gotta explain
it
more.
It says white cheddar tortilla chips.
Okay.
Those are tortilla chips. There's no white cheddar about there.
Okay.
There's no salt on there. That's tortilla chips.
The chip is actually really good to me. I feel like it had a better texture and a better crunch than regular Doritos. The taste, it really wasn't a white cheddar taste. It really tasted like Cool Ranch.
Yeah.
Cool Ranch Doritos. For those that are listening, if you ever had Cool Ranch Doritos, it's pretty much the same taste, but the texture is a little lighter and it tastes a little bit better. So it's a hit for me. What about you?
Who used to do that? Marlon Wayans.
Okay, well, anyway, on to the next. We've been getting a lot of requests to do rap snack reviews on the Lunch Room. So for those who haven't seen us do the reviews, we've done Trina, Little Yachty. We did Trina, Migos, Lil Bootsy, and
Fabulous.
So now we are on Fetty Wap.
Baby, would you come my way?
And for those who don't know who Fetty Wap is, he had a crazy, crazy, crazy couple summers, man.
Did
productions, My Way,
2015 was his year, let's just say that.
1738, yeah.
Swear to God.
2015 was definitely Fetty. Yeah, baby! That's what he was doing.
The baddest hell.
You gonna get into this review?
I heard Lil Pump is coming out with his own rap snack, too.
Why would I eat that?
Why not? Let's
get it!
Let's
get it! But we're gonna get into Honey, how to y'all. Take one.
Damn, that's a lot of flavor on one chip, boy.
These are pretty nice sized chips, so you go get your money's worth. There's a lot of flavor on there.
Damn.
You go smack it. One, two, wrap smack. Now.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fucking with these.
My review is, this is the best wrap snack yet.
Real talk.
Real talk. The texture was good. The flavoring was, it was on point. It tasted like honey and it had like a little spice.
Oh, wait.
Not too much jalapeno, but it was a good, it had a good like barbecue spice to it. But I really feel like these are the best wrap snacks yet. What about you, Eddie?
I can't see out of my one eye.
They that good?
Now I lost the eye.
But for the listeners though, give them your visual taste test.
No, it's good though. A lot of flavor. Wrap snacks. One thing, if you guys don't know, wrap snacks, they pack flavor like hell in their chips.
They really
like,
do.
For real. Like they really pack flavor in it. But
you're good.
Yeah, pretty good to me. Tastes like a real like honey barbecue chip. This is jalapeno, but that's honey barbecue. A real actual honey barbecue.
Is that a hit or a miss?
That's a hit
for me too. I feel like if you go get any rap snacks, y'all, listeners, viewers, you go get any rap snacks, Fetty Wap is the best bag so far. Besides Lil Boosie's. Lil Boosie's is good. Fetty Wap smash all the top. All kill them all. And simply Doritos, they are actually really good. Like I told y'all, if y'all gotta try these. These have a cool ranch taste. They really don't have like a white cheddar taste, but they really are pretty good. If you're an organic eater, you know, you don't like to eat like a lot of basic regular foods. You want your new wave shit, they got something for y'all. Doritos.
If you don't want no ass, like you females who
that has nothing to do with it.
Want to slim down.
That's nothing to do with it. Shot body size has nothing to do with what you put inside of it. Trust me. It can change, but organic is not gonna make you skinnier overnight. You really have to change who and what you're doing, everything. But we're gonna get to one more song, then we're gonna come back with one more topics. What we gonna play, Eddie?
We're gonna get this Oh My God by Chief on the track.
Oh My God, Lunch Radio, let's get it.
I just made a play, nigga, oh my God. This bitch I seen the other day, nigga, oh my God. Southside, East Lake, nigga, that's a squad. Fuck a beat, I was trying to beat the odds. I just made a play, nigga, oh my God. This bitch I seen the other day, nigga, oh my God. Southside, East Lake, nigga, that's a squad. Fuck a beat, I was trying to beat the odds.
Beat it up.
Burn the floor, watch how I heat it up.
Southside chief in this bitch, whole thing gang, nigga, I'm with it up. Made the thing go round. Wish I knew back then what I know now. 448, that's a whole pound. Tell me how you got loud, but ain't no sound. Tell me how you gon' sell when I come round. You ain't heard about me, this is my time. Where any and everything goes down. You got a whole thing, but it's whole brown. Kill a nigga, that's a cold brown. But sometimes that's how it goes down. We 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, hold down. I just made a play, nigga, oh my God. This bitch I seen the other day, nigga, oh my God. Nigga, that's a squad. Fuck a beat. I was trying to beat the odds. I just made a play. Nigga, oh my God. This bitch I seen the other day. Nigga, oh my God. Southside, East Lake. Nigga, that's a squad. Fuck a beat. I was trying to beat the odds.
Southside. Swish up a gelato. I'm high. I put on work. No lie. I'm wearing foreigns in a foreign. I'm swerving by. Living this life, I can't trust nobody. Came from the bottom, I'm in the lobby. I got the ice like a chandelier. You don't know where I've been to get here.
I'm tryna beat all the odds. Shells if you fuck with the squad. Hella bags wrapped in the car. All of this cash be the plot. We only came for the top. The top drop, she giving me top. I ain't got no time to waste. But gets in the pearly face. It's only that bag that I'm chasing. Only L's is the ones that I'm facing. But some shots off, I pick up the casings. No mistakes, we only learn lessons.
I just made a play. Nigga, oh my God. This bitch I seen the other day. Nigga, oh my God.
Nick Treve, oh my God.
Featuring Nick Treve. Man, shout out to Homie Southside Chief, man. He's been putting in major work. For those who don't know, Lust the Hip Hop is produced by him, man. He's been doing that for a minute, doing production and shit. Shout out to them. Shout out to the old cast of Lust the Hip Hop. Minnesota, hilarious. Y'all check that shit out on YouTube, Facebook, wherever they be posting. It's hilarious, man. But, yeah, man, we finna get into these topics, man. These juicy, juicy, juicy gossip topics of today.
At the Met Gala, I heard Nicki and Cardi ran into each other.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, what, do you know what was said?
Probably just a girl.
Oh, girl, like, damn, yeah, we see it. You think it was that or you think it was something else?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what these girls, what these chicks out here.
Speaking of females, man, 21 Savage,
yeah.
Mutombo's, and Rose. Y'all don't know what Mutombo means. That means block. He don't want nothing to do with her. He ain't trying to backtrack. He ain't trying to get her back. He ain't trying to rekindle shit.
I do. I liked that nigga for a reason.
21. So let me ask you this question, though. Since you are into the white chocolate.
Yeah.
Would you turn down Amber Rose?
Yeah. For a simple fact is, 21, I know you see better chicks than her. And she may be cool. But then again, it must be a reason.
Do you think it was looks for her?
No, yeah. It probably was like really personality, like a mug. But the thing about it is, as far as he brought her to his mama crib, you know, meet the fam and this and third, and then for y'all to date and then break up, and then she tries to get back with you, and you like no, then obviously bitch, you did something.
I don't feel like it was ever really an interest between them. I feel like it was just like a career ploy. You feel me? Honestly, that's how I'm looking at that relationship. Let's just be with any celebrity relationship until I'm the celebrity in the relationship. That's how I'm going to look at it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, be real, man.
But,
real.
You know, if he swerved her, I would have done the same thing if my ex came back to me. Like, oh, do you want to
talk about on our live chat, we have Lorenzo Hampton. He chimes in and says, talk about how thick Judge Judy is.
Oh my soul. She was thicker than that thing.
I kept saying.
And I said that. As soon as I said that, I said, Judge Judy looks like she'd be the type to have to fire. You don't even know. I don't care what nobody says.
Oh, wow, man.
I'm going.
Hey, I have no comment on that.
I'm going.
No comment.
Lorenzo.
You're a fool for that, bro. Young Thug and
Cougars are the best.
Okay, that's cool, man. But y'all know why. Young Thug and Lil Uzi Vert, man. I know everybody's been seeing this picture that's been circulating around with these two characters in some type of store sipping champagne with purses and money.
Hey, did you see the comments, though? Like, there were different rappers that actually commented.
21 Savage commented.
The y'all niggas gay.
How do you feel about this new transcendent trend of men with purses, men wearing feminine things, or just wearing women's clothes in general? How do y'all feel about that?
Yo, and what's crazy is that's a down south thing. I'm be trying to tell you, that's a down south and New York thing. Midwest and West and people on the West Coast, they don't do that, man. I'm trying to tell you. Those two dudes, Lil Uzi and Young Thug. You remember 21 Savage said, y'all niggas gay.
Yeah.
I have a song I always listen to with them three and Rollo. Rollo's one of them hood dudes. Now, if he's cool with all that, If Gucci Mane's cool with Lil Uzi Vert and Young Thugs, you know, there's some real thug-ass dudes that's cool with the things they do.
But that's another thing you have to step out and accept, bro. Just because they're a part of the hip-hop culture doesn't mean you have to accept everything that they're putting out in the culture, bro.
True.
Some of these dudes need to get checked, bro. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, you can't really stop somebody from being themselves, bro. You can't.
That's another thing, too.
You can't stop somebody from being themselves. You can't stop somebody from putting out a certain type of energy into the world because they know what they're doing. They have us talking about them because they're doing these things,
mm-hmm.
bro. It's called law of attraction for those who don't know. And that's all I'm going to say about that topic. Lil Uzi Vert.
Stop wearing that shit, man. Stop doing that shit. Not even that. Like you can take pictures and all that, but look, I ain't going to take a picture. Just
it ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stop that shit, man.
You make it the black men, you feminizing the black men more than it needs to be.
But at the same time, do you, just don't do it with me. I really don't care, man. All these cats, they just hey, I don't even care, bros or not. Like, I don't need you loving me, nigga. I don't want to feel your body heat on me, nigga. Let's win. Free me below.
And stop calling niggas bae. I'm talking about Lil Uzi and Young Thug. Stop calling niggas bae. Like, oh, yeah, that's bae right there. What you got to say to that, huh?
Okay, that situation is weird. Each his own, though. I'm not gonna tell him to stop because that's me being a hater, bro. When you tell somebody to stop doing something, that you automatically becoming a hater because it's something that you probably don't understand yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna take the time to understand what they have to do. I'm gonna tell you that. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh my god, I'm not gonna cry about this shit. Look, I said what I said about it. Y'all dudes wear your purses all y'all want to. I'm not gonna wear a purse. Y'all need to just do what y'all do. But don't say it's hip-hop. That's what they need to stop doing. Now, that's what you need to stop doing. Stop saying it's hip-hop. Stop saying it's rap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Call it something else. Call it something else. Don't say that's hip-hop. Don't say that is part of our culture. Purses and all that shit. Like, dress the feminine and all that. That's not hip-hop. That's what we're going to say. But that's not hip-hop. But we're going to move forward into the segment.
Mm-hmm.
2K19 is coming out. I'm not a video gamer like that. But for all the video gamers out there, 2K19 has released their first trailer and it looks dope. You know?
I'm waiting for everybody to get their stuff up so you can come over to the crib and get that ass tapped. Y'all already know how I'm rocking with the 2K. Matter of fact, you remember you was like, oh, what you do this weekend? We're going around the room pass controller. Little brother, oh yeah, he thought he beat me like one time. It was best out of the three. Boy, I beat the hell out of that man. Anybody that was just coming through, I was beating.
Oh, so you're just professional.
And what's crazy is everybody, all the homies will tell you, like, man, 2 years ago, this nigga never played video games. He never used to play 2K.
That's
in 1 year, I got my game all the way up.
That's me. I don't play video games, man. Like, I do, but if I do, it's like something old school. I'll play Sega Genesis or Game Gear or Game Boy or, you know, something. I just got a VR. The VR is pretty dope. I like the virtual reality stuff, so that's pretty dope, too. But I'm really not a gamer like that, bro. I like to actually physically get out here and play games. Like,
yeah.
I like to play ball. So if y'all out there hooping, invite Scooter to come hoop with y'all. Scooter hoops, man. I play soccer, whatever. I like to play sports, man. Video games. Y'all blow me out the water with that shit, man. I'm like a foreigner when it comes to that controller. Like, what you got to do to shoot?
A. But the reason why I became a gamer is because when I had a girlfriend at the time, I was getting accused of this, that, and third, and how my lifestyle is. Yeah, granted, I'm around everybody. Like, literally, I have to associate with a lot of people and this, that, and third. So I got a gamer to be like, you know what? I'm at the crib all the time, you know, this, that, and third. That didn't work out, but I still stayed a gamer. But the gaming does, if I didn't have the game, yeah, I would have been off getting into some bullshit with somebody.
Let me ask you a question, though. Has becoming a gamer changed your connection with meeting new women?
No. Hasn't at all. It actually it changed of them staying.
Oh, we should play the game, girl. We good.
Not yet. She's like, I want to watch a movie. My fucking weed farm is all the way still. I have to sell it. Hold on. And then on top of that, all the homies is in one session on Grand Theft Auto, and you want me to watch a movie with your ass so we can lay up? Girl, I got money to be made. There you go. Chicks don't stay with me.
This dude's talking about video games like it's his best friend. Hey.
I mean, and then, not even that. You like, oh, you can't be with
y'all laughing too. Hey,
you
can't. Laughing at
the fool. And then you can't be a woman in real life. You forget GTA. I can call a stripper over the crib. I can pick up a prostitute, or I can go to the strip club. Why do I need you there again?
Back to the gospel discussion, man. Cardi B is Nia Lee. Tell us about that.
Nia Lee. They was having they used to be friends back in the day. Natalie's a rapper, upcoming rapper, and I guess they got into it as far as she put out old messages saying that, you wanted a feature from me, but now I'm a bum in this and third. And old girl put out like basically she got her start or her career basically by being on her knees, and Cardi B pretty much didn't like.
Did not deny it
or rebuttal it. And that's why I said, and then when people was asking me about Cardi B, that's why I didn't this girl and that girl, because look here, I'm from the hood. Yeah, I wish her good and all her success and her whole everything. But like I said, I'm from the hood. I know a hoe when I see a hoe. Point blank simple.
So what is a hoe when you see a hoe, Eddie?
Let's just say she the type of chick.
No. Let me rephrase that. Don't use Cardi B as the subject. Create what creates a hoe. List what is a hoe to you.
Having no respect for your man.
Okay, that's one.
In a lot of areas. In a lot of areas as far as you're bringing a life into this world. You and your man. There's no way in hell you should be popping that thing open, legs all the way open.
Are you talking about the award shows and she was performing and all that?
The last one I seen with her and YG, they were performing that. She mad, and this girl literally.
Well, I don't care. Hold on, bro.
Real look here. If my pregnant baby.
So that's
mom,
a hoe to you?
No. Not only that. It's just the way she carries herself.
Okay, let me say this. First and foremost, Cardi B is a business, bro.
She's not a person. She's not a wife of a woman.
Let me finish real quick. But before we get to all that, Cardi B is a business, bro. That's just like.
She was like that before the fame, though.
But can I finish what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's okay. So if she wasn't pregnant, those actions would be okay. Or are you saying it's because is it because of the pregnancy or just any general?
In general. But that was the one that just threw me over the top.
But you're only saying that because she was pregnant in the situation.
No. I was saying that before that. I was saying she was a hoe before that. That just threw me over the top.
Okay, but what's a hoe in the society? Because I'm guaranteeing let me say this. I guarantee you scroll Instagram, you click, you double tap. Hoes, bro.
Yeah,
quote
yeah.
unquote.
Yeah, hoes.
That's what you say. They're not hoes, bro.
Oh, no. The bitches that I follow, that I double tap, they're hoes.
Oh, my
God. They do it.
So you like hoes?
No. I like to look at hoes. They never said I don't like. I didn't say I like them. I like to look at them. Just like I.
Can we get some laugh reactions right quick?
Just like I like to look at Corvettes. I don't like Corvettes, but I like to look at them.
Bro, you missed my whole thing. Let's get into it.
No, real talk. The reason why I say that is because, okay, this is what I mean. Versus Jada Pinkett. There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. Versus Jada Pinkett.
Jada Pinkett, she's a slinger, bro. Can we play a song, please?
That's a rumor. That's actually a rumor.
No, that's confirmed,
that's
bro.
That's not confirmed.
That is.
And you have to bring me up some
bro,
proof for that.
Jada and Will Smith had opened.
I done heard both of them say, I heard about rumors about swinging, but shit, that ain't happened yet. I read Jada Pinkett
bro.
Say that on the Shade Room.
That's confirmed. Hey, that's a slinger, bro.
And then look how she, even if she does, look how she carries herself.
Okay, Jada Pinkett's a... She's not an entertainer like that. She's an actor, bro.
Look how she carries herself.
A rapper is an entertainer, bro. When you become a rapper, you become everything, bro. Everything.
All right, another rapper, another female rapper, carry herself. I'm gonna give you.
Nicki Minaj is the same artist as Cardi B, so you saying Nicki Minaj is a hoe too?
Yeah.
But Lil Kim's a hoe then.
That's it, man. I said she was a hoe when I was five.
Foxy Brown's a hoe.
No, she carried herself a little different. She carried herself more gangster-wise.
Remy Ma's a hoe.
Same thing. She carried herself more gangster-wise than Shorty.
Maya's a hoe.
Forever. She ain't no
rapper. Nivea's a hoe. These are entertainers, though, bro. These are female entertainers.
But they don't carry themselves. Look how they carry themselves. You're talking about everybody that don't carry themselves like a ratchet, like an Overnorth ratchet.
Okay, Cashed Out.
I don't really know who she is like that.
I don't either, but I'm just saying these are... Basically, what I'm getting is, most of these rappers, female rappers in the industry are whores.
No. I don't think.
Oh, you
know? No, I'm talking about as far as Cardi B. Too many stories came out with her about.
What about Rihanna, though?
Yeah. I believe she's, no, not even that. I'm going to take it a step further. I believe she's an Illuminati hoe.
Okay, I don't know nothing about what he's talking about right now, y'all. Let's get to right quick. We gonna play
Bro.
Nah, man.
Why not?
We gonna play my new single Climax that came out a couple months ago. Last one, we're gonna play my single Climax. Let's get into that. He's talking about Johnny Bravo, y'all. He's trying to take it way back. No.
Don't mean.
Lunch Radio, Climax, Cooter Boy, let's get it. I'm gonna check you out, bro. Most definitely, Lil Bass. I'm gonna check you out, man. And I'm glad you're chiming in, bro. Yeah, Rihanna. Yeah, exactly, bro. I don't know, man.
I guess I gotta take it out. I gotta
Yeah. That was myself, Scooter Boy, Climax. On Lunchroom Radio, man. We've been talking about some crazy, sticky topics, man.
Jada Pinkett, just her mom showed off her body.
Oh, boy, shorty, that is hell. She looked better than the daughter.
I be trying to tell y'all, the Cougars, why you always, you heard about Marquise? Oh, he was talking to some 40-year-old. No game, man.
For those that are watching, he's not talking about me, talking about himself.
Yes. Those who know me know the Cougars, that's my game. That's my deal. I go for the old.
And I say that with old people. I let old ladies. They good. Walk across the street or something. Wow. We got Tia Jones coming up. We got Tycoon, the CEO, coming through. And we got Mama's kitchen owner, DeMarco, coming through. Excuse me.
What else we got on the gossip list? I feel like we're missing a couple.
I don't know. Are we missing
one? Oh, the Rolling Loud concert.
Oh, Rolling Loud. Rolling Loud was lit, man.
Man, I've seen pictures. I've seen everything, man.
I saw a recap of Nicki Minaj. She had a dope performance. So did Lil Pump. Lil Pump, he, man. His shit was so loud, you couldn't even hear it.
I bet.
Yeah, I pulled up with the sauce. Ooh, bitch, I flat Ray Raw. Ooh, you don't even be saying nothing, bro. Like,
hey, as far as I've seen Black Boy JP up there.
Shoot.
Yeah. But still, and everybody was rocking with it, though. Like, super rocking with it. Like,
yeah.
And I'm just sitting there, like, I see, okay, he had a new video. It's called Produced by Block.
Yeah, I seen it.
Must have been, dog, last night, this is like maybe the hardest I laughed in a long time. These are some real dancing dudes. They don't care how they look. It's like it was a gang of them. Right? Funny as hell. I'm talking about them dudes is hilarious. They're fun to watch. So, you know, that's one thing I do. Like, I don't like the music.
Yeah.
But the video, I watched the whole video. You know what I'm saying? Just because how they was in the video.
For those who don't know, Donald Glover's, he's featuring in this Star Wars movie called Solo.
Oh,
came out last week. Man, it's doing really well. And he followed that up with, we talked about the This Is America video. Speaking of This Is America video, this white girl, she's an artist, she remade the video, and it's circulating around right now, and it's very, very controversial. People are taking it completely left. She was really trying to explain equality with women, but you can't do that and reinterpret it. This video in particular. This video is so deep and full of symbolism and a lot of symbolic things and just a lot of things that you have to dissect. For those who have dissected, it's almost a spit in the face for this girl to do what she did. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, man, call in 657-383. Let us know what y'all thinking about all of our topics. See y'all. Playoffs. Lil Uzi Vert.
Got another one, too. Follow up on your man, Rollo.
Oh.
Judge denies Rollo's bond again. He believes he is selling drugs in jail.
What?
Rollo just can't get it together, man. He just can't get it together, man.
Damn. Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk about Rollo, man. For those who didn't catch our episode, we spoke about Rollo. Rollo, man, he's an artist from Atlanta that got signed to a couple different labels. He got a couple of lucrative deals, and he still had his hand in the drug game.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't really a smart drug dealer. He was going to get the drugs himself.
Stupid.
Believe it or not, he was taking trips to get like 50 pounds.
50.
50.
They caught this man with like 500 pounds of 50, weed.
He was going to get 50, 60 different pounds like
on his private jet.
But it wasn't even his private jet. It's a private jet that he was renting through a company that already had got indicted for similar activities, y'all.
Not even that. Just imagine you the pilot, and you just on your, you just, this is your day. You know what I'm saying? You just go to work, and whoever you fly, they do this. You go to jail, too, though.
Period.
Because you the pilot.
Period.
And you don't even know what they're doing.
Come on,
mad
man.
No. Would you be?
There's no such thing as a pilot not knowing what's going on, because every pilot has the right to know what's being put on their.
Yeah, has the right. You never know. They probably was like, here, don't ask what's going on.
Come on, man. Somebody give you, come on. They in on it.
That's like you said, bro.
Hey, bro. He go $250.
But then again,
it's like this, bro. $3,000, bro. Let's take a trip to Denver, nigga. What we going to Denver for? What you give me $3,000 for, nigga?
I ain't gonna ask you no questions.
No, yeah, right.
I'm gone. Let's go. Bro. You give me $3,000 right now. Let's go.
So you telling me I'm gonna be like, hey, Eddie, here's $10,000, bro.
You ain't got to.
I need you to drive this van.
Don't trip. Right now, I'm broke as hell, boy. You just don't know right
oh,
now.
Oh Lord.
You just don't. You remember I just told you Comcast and stuff, but you
man. Hey, I'm gonna pray for you, bro, because that's dangerous.
It is.
That is dangerous, bro.
A broke man is dangerous. I be trying to tell people a nigga that's broke and on the edge is like dangerous. Have you seen Set It Off?
I fucking did. Oh, my God.
My dumb ass went straight to jail.
No questions asked.
No questions.
Where we driving?
To the bank?
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Park? Keep it ready? All right.
What y'all ready for?
Pass you the gun? All right. Hit the gun. All right.
You want the mask, too?
Oh, here you go. Hit the glove. No questions asked. Wait here. Park right there.
Don't ask no questions.
Get it, buddy.
Goddamn
it. We're going to get one of these songs. Let me go get it to Eddie.
We're going to get into something mainstream.
All right, mainstream. What are we going to get into?
Shout out to all the artists.
Shout out to all the locals. Please keep sending that music in. We're going to update our list, our playlist this Wednesday. So we're going to have new artists in rotation. So please submit. TheLunchroom@gmail.com. TheLunchroom@gmail.com. Get us that music.
I want to give a shout out. EGM Radio Artist of the Month, Walt Trapp, Trap Music. He's going to be featured on next week. Shout out for him being the EGM Artist of the Month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We will see pretty soon. Was going to get some Trap Scott, but let me give him a rest.
Let him go to rest. We're going to get some mainstream, some fresh.
Let's get into some Big Sean. Voices in my head.
Big Sean, voices in my head.
Voices in my head saying I could do better. Damn. Voices in my head saying that I knew better. Yeah. I done seen this shit happen 100 times on the regular, but I still cross the line like I'm blind. Damn, voices in my head saying I could do better. This was supposed to be the last time, last hit, last call, last feel, last trip, last run. That's what I always tell myself, bro. This was supposed to be the last one, last two, last flip, last you, last me, last night. Doing every single thing my parents want me about, till I wore them out. Voices in my head saying I could do better. Voices in my head saying that I knew better.
Nigga, you know what's about to go down.
I done seen this shit happen 100 times on the regular, but I still.
That's your problem, you don't listen.
Voices in my head, conscious talking to me like,
look, your woman wants some more. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. Bitch, quit playing. Stick to the plan. If you stack in front and back and subtract if it isn't adding, plus who hurt you, don't let back and plan it out. Yeah, tip for that and extra pussy, get distracted, put that in the what's worth having. Boy, stick to the plan, stick to the plan, stick to the plan, bitch, quit playing, stick to the plan.
stick to the plan, stay focused. Pay attention who you're getting close to. Distance yourself from negative energy.
Voices in my head, they say it's meant for me. You in my way, bitch, it's no sympathy. Been plotting this since elementary.
Look, you need to buckle down. And people asking where you at and wondering why you never wanna come around. You know that effort gon' come around.
Big face like Zorna. You bought the watch but can't afford the time. Even if you running out of breath. Way to the world doing lots of reps. Time to get this, generate the last one. And then the next two out of debt. And they gon' pay you back with respect. Just stick to the plan still, we cash still. Back when I rocked the white and blue grand hill, I realized there's no dream that I can't feel. I manifested all while I'm the man still.
Voices in my head attacking what I'm thinking. Bullet to the head might be the way to free it.
If I leave my body, I can free the spirit.
Swear to God, my death of fear just keep on shrinking. Wishing I could go back to the 90s, back when I was dreaming. Me and my dog was on a mission like we Kellen Keenan. Early 2000s, Detroit might as well been in hell with demons. Wondering when I started losing it, then losing grit. Feeling like I'm in the middle of the lotion. You either drown or canoe through it. Voices in my head, and I'm used to it. Someone need to lose and some help me maneuver through it. When I talk to myself, I'm confused on who's who. I know in life you either blow it or blew it. And at the end of life, it's gonna feel like you flew through it. I just hope I did not cut the voices in my head.
Yeah, that was Big Sean, Voices in My Head. Big Sean, Voices in My Head, lunch radio, man. We back. Call in 657-383-1105. We do have a special guest in the building. She just came in. Miss Tia Jones.
You're
going to introduce her right now. She's going to have a seat. We're going to get into the questions. Get into this dope interview.
What's the deal,
y'all? How you feeling?
I'm good.
Man, we got a show coming up. How you feeling about the show tonight?
I'm excited. It's been a minute.
Been since you before? It's a dope venue. Have you ever performed at Honey?
Yes.